This is Akashvani, the news read by Narang Koyang. In a major boost to the border infrastructure, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today virtually inaugurated and dedicated to the nation 75 infrastructure projects constructed by Border Roads Organisation at a cost of 2,236 crore rupees. These projects have been constructed in 11 border states, union territories including the Andaman and Nicobar Islands. In the virtual inauguration ceremony, the defense minister said after NDA government came to power in 2014, the northeast and border states have been brought back to the mainstream of development. Defense minister inaugurated 22 roads, 51 bridges and two other miscellaneous projects. Defense minister Rajnath Singh today performed Shastra Puja at Sukna Cantonment, Darjeeling on the occasion of Vijaya Dasami and celebrated a festival with army jawans. He participated in traditional weapon worship or Shastra Puja in the Indian Army's 33 Corps headquarters. The Defence Minister said this is a very old tradition of weapon worship on the occasion of Vijaya Dasami. A high-level inquiry has been ordered into the train accident that took place at Kavarapettai near Gumidi Pundi in the Chennai division of Southern Railway last night. Mysore Darbhanga Bagmati Express was passing Puneri when the train rammed into a stationary goods train. Though there were no casualties, 16 passengers injured in the accident are under treatment in various hospitals. The General Manager, Southern Railway, said the reason for the accident will be ascertained after the high-level committee submits the outcome of the inquiry. He said that restoration work is being carried on in full swing, though it might take more than 10 hours. The Railway Safety Commissioner also inspected the spot and is reviewing the situation. All the trains passing through Andhra Pradesh have been diverted. The new government in Haryana will be sworn in on Thursday at Panchkula. While confirming this, former Haryana Chief Minister Manohar Lal Khattar told media persons that they have received the nod of the Prime Minister that the Chief Minister and Council of Ministers will take oath on October 17 in Panchkula. The BJP has achieved victory for the third consecutive time in Haryana Assembly election. BJP won 48 seats while the Congress secured 37 seats in the 90-member Assembly. Indian National Lok Dal, which contested the election in alliance with BSP, won 2 seats and 5 seats went to independents. The festival of Vijaya Dasami and or Dasera is being celebrated across the country today. The festival is celebrated to remember Lord Ram's victory over Ravana, marking the triumph of good over evil. The day also marks the culmination of Navratri and Durga Puja. President Draupadi Murmu, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar greeted countrymen on the festival of Vijaya Dasami. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished that with the blessings of Ma Durga, the Lord Ram people will achieve victory in every sphere of life. In Karnataka, the 10-day-long Mysuru Dasera will conclude with a grand Jambu Sabari procession this evening. The tradition of celebrating Dasera dates back to the Vijayanagara Empire during the 14th and 15th centuries and later followed by Udayar's royalty in Mysuru. The state government has continued the tradition. The registration process for Prime Minister Internship Scheme 2024 will begin from 5 p.m. today. Announcement earlier in this year's budget, this initiative offers 12-month internships to help young people gain hands-on experience in real-life business environments. More from a correspondent. The Prime Minister's internship scheme aims to providing real-world job experience to 1 crore youth of the country in the age group of 21 to 24 years over the next 5 years in India's top 500 companies. About 91,000 internship opportunities have been offered by 193 companies so far on the portal. The government aims to providing 1.25 lakh internship opportunities during financial year 2024 to 25. The United States has announced sanctions targeting Iran's energy trade in light of the missile attacks launched by the country against Israel. The U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has said that the U.S. is taking measures to disrupt the flow of revenue that Iran uses to fund its nuclear program. In men's cricket, India will lock horns with Bangladesh in the third and final T20 International in Hyderabad today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. With a 2-0 lead in the 3-match series, India will be looking to continue their dominant form and secure a clean sweep against their neighbours. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.